Some of these payments are governed by contracts that have been signed. Some of them also relate to the fact that some of these companies are not really local companies. They may have come solely to come and undertake some of the contracts. So there are portions of the payments that are due them in cedis. There are portions that are paid in dollars. But I cannot answer completely why some of the contracts are denominated both in cedis and dollars. I'm not sure that we are treating any companies preferentially. There are contracts that have been signed. There are authorizations that come for us to make the payments. Some of these contractors may not be solely Ghanaian companies. They may have come from their countries to come and undertake the contracts. So if they have obligations externally, we have to meet those obligations.